I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. It is scheduled for 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Several items are up for discussion on the agenda, including a series of public hearings that are of matters before the Commission. That includes the upcoming fiscal year budget. Here's more with Mike Angeli.
Every year we have to approve our budget before October 1st. This year is rather unique. You know, there's a few unknowns out there, but we've presented a balanced budget. We've had to use some of our reserves to do that, but we're anticipating maybe that improving as the year goes on.
Yeah, so the budget is one of this is a guideline to get you going, but if you have the ability to adjust it, you will, won't
yes,
you?
Yes, we will.
A couple other public hearings coming up. What are going to be discussed? What's on the docket?
Well, one of the hearings involves a change to an ordinance that currently requires the city to hold separate public hearings for the water and sewer rate discussions, increases, whatever. So what we're suggesting to the commission is that they eliminate those separate hearings and consider the water and sewer rates adjusted when they approve the budget. It's takes a step out of the process that really, in my experience, had no value whatsoever.
One of the other things that's on public hearing tonight has to do with probably a lot of people have noticed that the former Burger King building came down in the last few days, and that property is going to be becoming something else. It's a bank. And the public hearing tonight has to do with that, too, as well.
Yep, we have a public hearing to approve a brownfield redevelopment plan for that location for Upper Peninsula State Bank, their Marquette branch office.
Unfinished business on the agenda includes a lot of property-related matters. What are some of these key things that are going on tonight?
Well, the first one is going to be a resolution of sale and purchase agreement for parcels 9 through 11 in the Heartwood Forest. Now, this property has already been approved for sale to the Viridia Group. However, we're suggesting a change tonight in that the Viridia Group would like to reassign their purchase to Longyear LLC. Longyear is a local LLC that, in this case, operates Frontier Labs at K.I. Sawyer. Mm-hmm. And what Frontier would like to do was to basically take over that purchase agreement.
Were they going to be a lessee of Viridia when this got built?
Yeah, the original plan was for Viridia to build the facility and, mm-hmm. and Longyear to either purchase it from them or lease from them. But it appears in this case that Longyear is going to build their own facility, their own Frontier Lab facility at this location now. So we're just streamlining or changing that process so that they can do that.
Another one is that there is an amendment being made to a purchase agreement that's been around for a little while that has to do with some property at Founders Landing.
That's correct. This is the piece of property that's between the new hotel and the condos. We have a purchase agreement with HRS, which is Home Renewal Systems, which is the same firm that developed the orphanage.
Okay.
And they have been having a tough time with permitting through Eagle, formerly the DEQ. And there's been a few extra steps. It will work out. There's nothing there that we can't take care of. But they've had a few steps that they've had to go through. So this extends it. The purchase is closing another 75 days so that they can get through hopefully this last bit of Eagle work.
And one last bit is a sale of some city-owned property, which, as I understand, is near the prison.
Yes, just on the prison side of the Carp River, there's a small parcel of property that we own that the prison needs or would like to have for a storage facility. We learned some time ago that they wanted this property, and we've successfully negotiated that sale.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelow.